In January, national polling data told us that 60% of voters thought that there was a need for additional local funding for early childhood opportunities. Nearly three-fourths of voters said that they would even be willing to provide this local funding by increasing their own taxes. Time and again, year after year, and poll after poll, Americans say that early childhood care and education is a top priority. What's more, the number of voters who favor these investments increases each year, and it may surprise you that across political parties, voters show support for increased taxes to fund children's services when they knew how much they'd be paying each year. And the concern for the well-being of children and the desire to invest in their futures only increased as Americans reeled from the ravages of the pandemic. Now, there's no silver bullet to the problems Maryland faces, but investing in early childhood is pretty darn close to it. Programs like universal child care and expanded pre-K allow parents to work. These programs lead to higher graduation rates and greater earning potentials. That in turn lowers crime rates, decreases substance misuse, and diminishes social spending across the board. So as we now head full steam into the 2022 general election season, we need to be asking candidates, are you ready to give the people what they want? The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.